Welcome back to Inside TBT. Some big news in the TBT world for the Lexington and Louisville regionals. Russ Smith back with the Ville. He made his TBT and the Ville debut last summer. He played well, but he's determined to play even better this summer. Great interview with Russ Smith coming up on the show. And Willie Cauley-Stein, who was a part of Kentucky's undefeated regular season during the 2014-15 season, went on to be a top six draft pick, drafted six overall in the 2015 NBA draft. He has committed to play with La Familia, the Kentucky alumni team. Huge news. If those teams play, it'll be incredible. But for now, they're going to focus on their own teams. The Louisville team now has Russ Smith, Montrezl Harrell, and Peyton Siva committed. That's, of course, the Ville. And then La Familia, the Kentucky alumni team, Deron Lamb, Eric Bledsoe, Reed Travis, and now Willie Cauley-Stein. Two squads, but that's just two of 64 TBT teams. All eight regional locations have been unveiled. So, of course, we've announced the Ville, La Familia, Red Scare, Dayton alumni, Houston, a new TBT team, Forever Cougs, Butler, new TBT team, All Good Dogs, Cincinnati, which is Nasty Natty, Wichita, which is the Aftershocks, and Pittsburgh Zoo Crew. Where both the West Virginia alumni, Best Virginia, and Penn State alumni, Happy Valley Hoopers, will be playing in TBT this summer. Exciting stuff! Go to thetournament.com/TBT/tickets to make sure you're the first to get tickets when they go on sale shortly. More on that soon. More on additional TBT teams soon. But let's get to interviews with Russ Smith and Willie Cauley-Stein. All right, joining me on Inside TBT, making his return to the show, Russ Smith. Welcome back.
What's up, Drew? Nice to be back. Nice to be back.
Of course. It's great to chat with you again. Obviously, we're chatting because year two of the Ville, year two of you playing with the squad, and bigger and better things coming for both the team and Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon. Let's start with Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon. Let me get the updates there.
Man, it's going to be fun. We're doing the arenas in Kentucky, so that's going to be a good time. But also, we've expanded. We're in the DMV area, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and we're also in Tennessee. So things are looking good. And you can purchase some stuff online to direct the consumer. So things are really picking up for us, but we're looking forward to hitting it with the TBT. We got some cool things cooking up for everybody.
That's great to hear. Glad to hear that the business is, you know, taking off even more than it already is. On the basketball side, me and you hadn't really had a chance to talk about this. Overall, you put a few tweets out last year, but overall, what were your thoughts on your first TBT experience?
I thought it was real fun. I thought it was fun playing. You get the nostalgic effect of being out there, but the games are also competitive. You know, that's the most important thing. You want to try and have a competitive match and play hard. So we definitely did that. And, you know, now it's like, all right, with all the stuff that we know, the rules, the game style, because the game is, you know, it is a little bit shorter. And it's a little bit of a funkier ending because, you know, you're not like holding the ball out or waiting for the clock to go out. So it can either be a short game or it could be a long game, you know. So it's really interesting.
How fun was that moment when you scored all 8 points in the Elam ending, including the final bucket?
You know, it was crazy. Sometimes when I'm out there, I don't even thinking about a lot of the stuff or the plays I do. It just be happening. And then somebody would tell me after what happened, and I'm like, oh, damn, it went like that. But it was fun. And I just forget. It reminds me of playing outside or playing, 21 or Utah growing up. And It's just you're just worried about hitting that on mark, and nothing else really matter. So this year I gotta, you know, I want to be more conscious of what's going on and try and get some good ones off.
You made me look really good because I went on a Louisville podcast and I said, "Don't be surprised if Russ has a game where he scores all 8 in the Elam ending," and you did it in the first game. So
that's kind of crazy.
Thank you for making me look good.
No doubt. And trust, man, that was a tough week for me too. Cause we were doing the bourbon stuff. So we were 80 days straight, just doing events and doing signings and going from place to place. So, hooping, I definitely had to give it all I had to stay locked in. It was fun.
Yeah, you've mentioned, you know, to me and to some others, like, you're going to be extra locked in this year. You saw what it takes. You saw what it takes to win. And I think it helps when you got a guy like Montrezl Harrell being added to the squad. How great is that addition?
Oh, no, that's a big addition. That's a big addition, especially for our 4 spot. That's huge. You know, chance to play some 5. He's an amazing pro. He's had an amazing career, and he's just smart, knows the game in and out. He's a leader on the floor. That's what you want. That's what I look for. And you know, he's a winner, so that's gonna help. He can help any team anywhere in the world. So he's definitely gonna help us.
I don't know if you've seen this, but Trez is launching a fishing YouTube channel. So I got a little content idea. You and Trez do some fishing on the Ohio River with some Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon with you.
That shit is amazing. I'm definitely going on that. I'm wearing my life jacket. I'm wearing my bucket hat with the little string. What else I'm bringing? I'm getting some. I'm going to wear 2 life jackets. I don't play about the water, bro. Yeah, I'm going to wear like the big the neon or the orange little jumper jacket, and then I'm also gonna have a donut on just in case I fall in. But yeah, I'm gonna have some fun. Definitely gonna have some fun with the bourbon there. Yeah, that's perfect setup.
I love it. So in addition to the additions to the Ville, like Trez and, you know, everyone else who we're going to announce, the coaching staff, Reese and Luke, that'll be exciting. There's some other additions within TBT, the UK team playing and hosting La Familia at Rupp Arena. You call it Russ Arena. Thoughts on that regional and that team so far? Deron Lamb and Eric Bledsoe announced as players.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be real fun. They're going to have a good team. I know a lot of those guys didn't spend too much time in college. So that's gonna be dope getting all of them back in there, and I think that's good for the fans to see them play. But I mean, this is why you do this, right? Like, you do this for the fans, and you want to give them back that nostalgic feeling. See what could have been. Some of the players whooping together, and UK is gonna have a really good team. So that's gonna be fun.
I think what's really cool about it is there's guys that you didn't get to play against, and there's guys that, you know, Trez didn't get to play against, that Bledsoe and Lamb. So, like, if that matchup happens, there's going to be a lot of players who never played against each other but may know each other, which is kind of the beauty of TBT.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I don't think I've hooped against Blair. I don't think I've hooped against Wall. Matter of fact, I hooped against Wall. This was – and Blair, but that was high school. And then we played – Wall and Bled, I think, but I don't think I got in the game when I was a freshman. No, that was Knight. That was B Knights. Yep, I missed some in college. I never got a chance to hoop in some.
Yeah, yep. I mean, if they lock down all those guys, it's gonna be something special for sure. We'll see what happens. But this is a Louisville pod, the Ville, Russ Smith. Just got a couple more questions for you. The fans last year, were you surprised to see how fired up they were for TBT?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised, but it was really nice to see, you know, like, it was dope to see. Just dope. Like, I don't think, you know, many of us got a chance to hoop somewhere where there was a lot of electricity, just to watch us play again. So yeah, it was fun, man. It was definitely dope to see everybody turned up for the turnout.
So you're back in Italy. Anyone talking to you since you've been there been like, hey, TBT's so great. It was cool to see you back in TBT. I want to play in TBT. Has it been a topic of discussion at all over there?
I got some of my some of like I guess you could say my owners or people that I work on like marketing side, they were very interested in the TBT and how it goes and wanting to come out and watch some games. And I'm like, man, don't be surprised, they figure out do something where they're in Italy doing some type of sort of competition. But those guys definitely wanna get out there and maybe fly over and go and catch some games. So I'm already talking to one of my owners and try to get them over to go watch this hoop and just catch a vibe.
Very cool. Last year, when we came and did some content with you in Louisville, we had just talked about TST, the soccer tournament, which is
The
in
stock,
June again. You
right.
gotta come to North Carolina for the soccer tournament this year.
When is those dates?
June 5 to 10.
5 to 10. I think I could drop in for a day. I think that'd be cool. I could probably drop in for a day because I'll do the soccer. I like watching soccer up front. I don't understand the rules. I don't understand anything about soccer. So I mean, what I see is gonna be the most I know because
We got to get
I
you
can
there.
do it. You. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down.
All right, Russ. I appreciate you coming on. Before I let you go, we like to do this. I like to do this sometimes, and I think you'll be good at this. Any questions for me before I get you out of here? Flip it on to you. You're an entrepreneur. I've seen you do some of your interview series and stuff. Any questions for me?
Wow, that's a good one. I would say, damn. Wow. I don't know where to start. I have no idea. I have no idea. I was unprepared. If I was, I should have, yeah. I don't think I have any questions. I don't think I have any questions. Maybe you can help me out.
Well,
Give me a.
I was hoping you would ask, have you seen any of those compression chamber videos lately? I know you're a big fan of those. Remember the submarine last year that exploded?
I like little stuff like that. Perfect. You got any good content? Any good sci-fi
I don't have
or
any good.
explosion content?
You gotta check out the on TikTok and Instagram. There's the like, I forget what the machine is called, but it's like a compressor and it's like
Yeah, and it
squishes.
flattens stuff.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
flattens
I've
stuff.
seen that. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen that. I forgot what it was, but it was like steel bending iron or something. It just turned like a it turned like an iron so whatever into an iron frisbee. It was crazy.
Marshall, we got our video guy in here, Marshall. Marshall, you got to make a TikTok video where it's Russ and I talking at the top and the compressor smashing stuff at the bottom. That's what the people want to see.
Yeah, they want to see things get wrecked. Yeah,
All right, Russ. I appreciate you coming on, man. Looking forward to a big time summer out of you and the Ville as you guys look to capture a TBT championship and maybe even break the TBT attendance record. Appreciate you coming on, man.
hope so. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Right, joining me now on Inside TBT, Willie Cauley Stein. Welcome to the show.
Hey man, I'm excited to be on here. Excited for the opportunity. So, yeah, man, just I appreciate y'all, jumping on with me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you jumping on. Obviously, we got you on right now because you've committed to play with La Familia this summer, the Kentucky alumni team. Let's start with this. You join Reed Travis, Eric Bledsoe, and Deron Lamb. We'll see who else the team gets, but how about that foursome right there?
Nah, it's actually cool how it came together because D Lamb had actually hit me up when I was still in Italy, and he's playing in Africa, and he was like talking about it, and then how it came together was just kind of wild. So, nah, man, it's cool. Even talking to Twani about the whole gig and his whole plans for alumni weekend funneling into the TBT, it's like it sounds like a a fun time of just getting back to the roots and putting in some work, and then also having a chance to play in front of all them fans again is going to be amazing.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before we started recording. You said you've watched TBT, excited to play in it, but you're really just excited about being back, in
Yeah.
Kentucky with your family. Would love to just expand a little bit upon that.
Now I got three kids and a wife, and they never got to see that. Obviously the kids and my wife did at the time. She was my girlfriend, but she's seen some games there and how rowdy they get. So, my daughter, she loves the game and loves like right now we're watching all the college games and she's just sitting there, yelling at the TV, and I'm like, oh, you don't even know. You don't even know. Like, imagine, being in this building with 24,000 people screaming. Like, it's a great feeling. So, the opportunity to be able to go back and just play in that building, like 10 years later, is kind of surreal, and it's a blessing.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of your highlights over the years after Kentucky, and whether it's, NBA, overseas, those crowds, you play into the crowd a little bit, but I got a feeling you're pretty excited to play up that Kentucky crowd again.
Oh yeah, that's like, that's where it all started at. And yeah, man, it's actually hard to put into words of what it's like playing there. So, they've done a lot of renovations, and so it's like, all different. I hadn't been back in a while, so got some plans that I want to do, little autograph tours and golf events that I want to put on during that 2 weeks that I'm there. So, I got some plans that I want to get out in the city and see and, kind of soak up that love and energy again. It's one of a kind. So, yeah.
Well, that's very cool. Looking forward to seeing what ends up happening with all those events. You mentioned the love and the energy. If you think back to your time at Kentucky with Big Blue Nation behind you, is there a moment where you were like, okay, I've heard this place loud before, but this is the loudest it's ever been?
Yeah, I probably would say the first day that I got there on Big Blue Madness, and they rolled the carpet for all the ex-NBA players that came back, and it was like so loud, dude. And then I probably didn't feel, I mean, it was like that every game, but like one time that comes to my mind is when we went, I think it was 34-0 our last home game before the tournament. It's either 33 or 34-0, and they had the little shirts for us and got to talk on the mic. But bro, that was probably the coolest feeling ever. And I don't know, there was a few times winning the SEC tournament, getting the MVP. That was like, I did not know that I was gonna win that, bro. Like, didn't even think about it. I've never really been in the race for any winnings of like that before. So that year was just crazy one. It was special.
So, we're hoping you guys can recreate a little bit of that magic in TBT. That would definitely be fun. Something from your Kentucky years is your matchups with Louisville, Montrezl Harrell. I'm sure you've seen they're putting together a pretty good squad over there in the Ville too. Do you have any thoughts on a potential matchup there?
Oh man, it's always just the rivalry in general of Louisville and UK. It's just the way that people get involved in that is just amazing to be in between that. As players, like, we just respect each other. I feel like everybody, even to this day, my wife says Montrez is like my arch nemesis. I'm like nah, I never had anything against Montrez. I actually think, his game is so unorthodox, and how he refined it through the league and added his offense, like it's, that's his game. I don't think you can replicate his game. And so it's gonna be cool to, like, I haven't played against him since probably 2018, 2019. So it'll be cool to kind of step back in between those lines and just play hard against one another again like that, kind of how we did back in the day. And obviously, I think the fans will definitely have a show. I heard, isn't Peyton playing too?
Peyton's playing, Russ is playing. Those are their three guys committed so far.
Yeah, bro. What the three? The Russ and Peyton in their time was crazy, and then you add Montrez as an older guy with those. They got a squad. Yeah, man. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good matchup.
Yeah, I mean the best part of TBT for sure is the generations of the alumni teams coming together that maybe have played, open gym together, but we're not going to get into necessarily who else is going to be added to the team, but who did you not play at Kentucky with that you'd be excited to share the court with in TBT if it were to happen?
Oh man, I don't even know anybody. Shoot, just a chance to play with anybody that you didn't get to play with, that we all took runs at it, and we all kind of left our own personal legend there. So, that's gonna follow everybody that comes back. So it doesn't really matter who it is. It's gonna gel. Everybody's gonna have a good time, playing, just relishing in that moment for those few games there.
Absolutely. Another great part of TBT is the Elam ending. I know that you may have played in some leagues that have the Elam ending, but in the NBA right now, no Elam ending. I think the obvious answers to of your former teammates, of your current teammates, who would be the best in the Elam ending? Obvious answer, Steph. Obvious answer, Klay. But are there any guys that you've played with that you'd be like, you wouldn't believe it, but this guy is a killer in open gym, killer in pickup, always makes the final basket. He would be the guy in the Elam ending.
Man, what's crazy? We used to play pickup with the Kings. You know who Anthony Tolliver is?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, super OG. Or this dude does not miss in pickup. Like, I don't know how many corner threes this dude gamed us with that summer, bro, but dude was like, could not miss. I don't, bro, it was like the craziest day of pickup ever. Like, anytime we play, it would be 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5. It's like he just doesn't miss, man. He's a robot when it comes to shooting, bro. And that was probably, all the obvious ones, but like the sneaker, I feel like Anthony Tolliver.
That's a good answer. I never in a million years would have guessed that would have been your answer, considering the guys that you played with. I
Yeah, I
want
mean,
to.
those are obvious. Those are obvious.
Yeah.
Those are obvious, and they don't really play pickup like that. They don't play like that. Like, Anthony plays hard every single time he touches the floor. It doesn't matter what it is. So the other guys is probably, they'd probably be too cool to play like super hard like that. So
What's your favorite? Where's your favorite place to get your summer runs in? Because this summer it's going to be at Rupp Arena in TBT, but other summers.
I mean, I've only really played in LA, the LA runs, and a few of Tyler Rose runs are pretty good. But I heard Miami's runs are really good.
Do you have your guys like you're calling your four guys? Hey, we're running fives. We gotta run the court for a few hours, or you just let whoever's there play with you?
Yeah, nah, it's really just like who's working out with Tyler at the time. He'll just bring all the guys in and like put his match up how he wants us to match up. But so yeah, pretty much just go there and whoever's on your team, make it work.
Last question for you. In honor of La Familia, do you have a go-to Coach Cal story from your time at Kentucky that you like to tell?
I always like to like say about Coach Cal was like how diligent he was about trying to teach us about real life things, real life situations. Everybody always wants to hear about like, you know, getting cursed out or, you know, crazy things that he said. But like, I mean, he really just like, you know, like that's just like normal coach stuff. But like real life, people don't expect him to be telling us those things. Like, I don't know how many meetings we had about, you know, domestic violence stuff. I mean, like every week we had a meeting about domestic violence stuff and just like preventing it, how to prevent it, have, you know, police officers come in and tell us how to like deal with situations if it ever comes up. And so like those are the things that I don't know, really weren't like, you know, stuck with my heart is just even the financial stuff that he, you know, taught us. I mean, it's bigger than basketball, man. And that's why it's called La Familia, because it's like it's a fraternity once you go there and you're a family member. When you go there and, you know, you spend your time there and put in your work at UK. So and he's there for you for life after. You know what I mean? If you ever run into a problem once you leave there, like he's always going to be, you know, able to give you some sort of advice or put you in a position to start working your way back up to succeed. So that's, I, you know, I was always appreciated that from him.
You think he's pulling up this summer for TBT?
Oh yeah, I definitely feel like if he's in town, why not? Got all your ex players there, and you know, just the hype around, you know, these games being in Lexington is, you know, people, they love basketball there. So any type of basketball being played, they're gonna try to watch.
Well, Willie, I appreciate you coming on the show. We're fired up to have you, you know, playing in TBT. I'm sure La Familia, the team, the players, the fans, they're going to freak out when, you know, not just this interview drops, but the announcement that you'll be suiting back up in Kentucky colors, repping BBN, repping La Familia. It's going to be an exciting summer.
Yeah, man. No, I'm hyped, man. I can't wait. It's gonna be one for the books.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for coming on the show.
I appreciate you.